There are times when sports transcend everything. The World Cup competition has been a riveting escape. In the UK, it's been more. The semifinal match with Argentina was unifying at a time of great political drama. And the heartbreak at England's loss was felt intensely, from the current and soon-to-be prime ministers to Prince William to the commoner on the street. Wednesday's showdown in Atlanta was far more than a mere sporting event, Ned Temko writes from London. History was weighing heavily as well. History will be made again on Sunday when Argentina faces Spain. It's Friday, July 17th. This is the Monitor Daily Podcast. Good morning, I'm Linda Feldman. First, our curation of news briefs from our writers around the world. Many of these are developing stories. Find the latest updates at csmonitor.com/newsbriefs or on our app. The United States announced a new 25% tariff on Brazil. It will take effect July 22nd. The U.S. pointed to several trade practices it deemed unfair. Certain exports, such as coffee, beef, and avocados, will be exempt. But the U.S. is expected to follow up with another 12.5% tariff related to alleged use of forced labor. The Brazil duties are the first step in an expected rollout of tariffs the Trump administration is expected to impose on a slew of countries, following the U.S. Supreme Court's February rejection of its original tariff regime. Brazilian President Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva vowed to take countermeasures. Protesters rallied in Kyiv following the Ukrainian defense minister's dismissal. Ukraine's parliament approved a new government under Prime Minister Sergei Koretsky, a career energy executive seen as a technocratic choice. The reshuffle sparked rare protests, with over 1,000 people rallying outside President Volodymyr Zelensky's office after young and tech-savvy defense minister Mykhailo Fyodorov was dismissed. Mr. Fyodorov, credited with modernizing Ukraine's drone warfare, accused Army Chief Oleksandr Syrsky, who led Kyiv's successful 2022 defense against Russia, of blocking reforms and deepening divisions. Also, Amazon Leo outmaneuvered Starlink in South Africa. After 3 years of stalled efforts by Elon Musk to bring Starlink to the country of his birth, Amazon announced Wednesday that its new satellite internet service will launch there next year. Mr. Musk has said he will not adhere to South African regulations requiring foreign communications companies to give a minority share of their local subsidiary to Black or other non-white owners. Amazon's deal makes South Africa the first market for Leo in Africa, a continent where less than half the population currently has internet access. Now, today's Monitor stories. As always, you can go to csmonitor.com or our app for the latest news. President Donald Trump has kept election security a front-burner issue since his loss in 2020, though his claims of fraud have been disproved. He is again elevating the issue ahead of this year's midterms, which could see Democrats regain control of at least one chamber of Congress. Scott Baldoff reports from Washington for The Monitor. Each side in the U.S.-Iran war is internally divided on the way forward, making resolution of the conflict problematic. And President Donald Trump's transactional approach doesn't resonate with Iran, which is playing more of a long game. Howard LaFranchi reports for The Monitor. Federal law enforcement participating in immigration operations have killed 4 people this year. In each case, the Department of Homeland Security has quickly and publicly defended officials' actions as investigations were just beginning. Sarah Matusik, Jacob Turcott, and Donald Keough report for The Monitor. England's national soccer team was dealt a semifinal loss to Argentina in the World Cup. Of course, English football fans were devastated, but this was about much more than sports. Columnist Ned Temko writes from London for The Monitor. The Odyssey tackles Homer's homecoming classic in visually stunning IMAX. With impossibly high expectations, the protagonists do not always achieve divine standards. Peter Rayner writes for The Monitor. Now, commentary from The Monitor's editorial board on expanded views from an expanded World Cup. Long after the final whistle blows at the Argentina-Spain final World Cup match Sunday, fans, players, and sports pundits are likely to keep replaying and debating the best shots, the controversial calls, and most touching scenes of victory or defeat. But beyond the athletic highs and lows, this year's competition again confirms the beautiful game as a global catalyst that brings out the best of humanity, expressed in purpose and pluck on the pitch, and in joy, courtesy, and hospitality in the stands and outside the stadium walls. During a time of intense geopolitical tensions and tightening national borders, such transnational victories for universal values are worth celebrating, along with whichever team wins on July 19th. As The Monitor's Mark Sappenfield reported last week, the 2026 competition has firmly embedded the world in World Cup. 40 of the 48 national teams have at least one player born in another country, with nearly 300 holding dual nationality. Four sets of brothers are representing different teams. In addition to transnational diversity, there's also been a marked openness toward expressions of faith and thanks. During the group stages, the team from tiny Curaçao, after a 1-7 loss to Germany, circled in prayer on the pitch. Within moments, two German players joined them. "We are opponents during the match, but after, we are all Christians and brothers," German midfielder Felix Metscher told the media. "We simply shared a small prayer together because we are all very grateful." Muslim players have fallen to their knees in sujood, an expression of individual gratitude to God, to celebrate plays. The Moroccan-born American referee did the same after he finished officiating the Argentina-England semifinal. Not all has been blissful brotherhood, though, especially on social media. Intense moments on the field or among teams or fans unfamiliar with each other have spawned racist or divisive comments. But several players and commentators have been quick to rebut those. And FIFA, for its part, would do well to improve affordability and access for fans in future competitions. This is especially relevant as the global fan base is likely to keep growing with the expansion of the competition roster to 48 teams from the previous 32. Knowledgeable enthusiasts had worried this move could dilute the quality of play and produce too many lopsided matchups. But first-time qualifiers Cape Verde showed that need not be the case. The team held Spain, Uruguay, and Saudi Arabia to draws and gave 2022 champions Argentina a scare in the first knockout round. The World Cup's expansion, or put differently, its greater inclusion, has offered teachable moments. In addition to possibly having to look up some new entrants on a map, audience have learned those teams' and players' backstories. That visibility matters. International sport gives small states a stage they do not otherwise possess, according to soccer fan and former U.S. diplomat Stephen E. Hendricks. On that soccer pitch, a fragile state can show resilience. A country known abroad for crisis can remind the world that its people are more than their suffering, he wrote in the Fair Observer last month. Such expansive views of individuals and nations are worth holding on to from each World Cup to the next. The stories you just heard are from today's newsletter. Find these stories and more at csmonitor.com or on our app. For more Monitor podcasts, go to csmonitor.com/podcasts. For other audio offerings from our parent organization, go to christianscience.com/audio. Today's Christian Science Spiritual Perspective contributor shares how we can find greater freedom from pressure and stress by understanding our inseparability from our Creator. Find the full column at csmonitor.com/csperspective. Thanks to today's audio production team, Ian Case, Mackenzie Farkas, and Libby Fletcher.
This podcast is produced by the Christian Science Monitor in Boston, Massachusetts, United States of America. Copyright 2026.